Okay? And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself. What does that mean? He's just like, should I do it? Yeah, I'm going to do it. And I rebuked the nobles. And who? And the rulers. And said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of his brethren. I set a great assembly against them. Woohoo. Set a great assembly against them. So he's rebuking them. And then the people around are like, hey, yeah, what's up with that? Like, you're doing this? Oh, you shouldn't rebuke the nobles or the rulers. Nehemiah just did. And guess what? You read later on in the passage, they repent of it. They get it right. That's the purpose of it. Okay? They that sin, rebuke before all that others may fear, the Bible says. Right? They see it, and guess what? Look, no pastor is without accountability. People need to own up to these things. And you can't just get up and teach whatever you want and have no one come question you on it. You're not the Pope. This is not you know, the Catholic Church here. You understand that? He rebuked the nobles and the rulers. Why? Because they were exacting usury. They're charging 1% interest on their brethren, if you read the passage. But guess what? They got it right. Why? Because Nehemiah rebuked them. Okay? And we need Nehemiahs today to just stand up. And look, there's pastors in the Spanish churches that are in this area. They don't agree with what that guy's doing. They don't agree with a lot of these Spanish pastors are doing. But you know what they need to do? They need to rebuke it. But they won't. Why? Because they're afraid. They're scared. That they might lose their support. They might lose their friends. Lose them! You don't need them. You got pastors. The pastor over here in Long Beach, Parada, marrying his divorced daughter who has a child out of wedlock. He should step down. There, I said it. He should step down. He has 30 years of ministry and he still hasn't learned. See, when you tell me what the amount of years that they had, you just go to show me how wrong they really are then. Good. If they had that much time and they have not gotten right with God. Right. It's wicked. Verse number 12 says, then say they, we will restore them and will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. By the way, that Pastor Prada, I remember I met him in Bible college. And he said this, he said these words to me. He says, yeah, we only have one service a week. I said, really? He says, yeah. He goes, that's how the liberals do it. He goes, and they're real successful. Now, I've never been to a liberal church. Has anybody been to a liberal church before? Is that true?
No.
Do they have one service?
No, they have three.
So he's like really liberal then. He goes, that's how the liberals do it, and they have a bunch of success. And he told me, he said this, and I was young. He said, you'll see. I was like, I'll see what? You becoming liberal? I mean, even as a young Christian, I knew that was wrong. Why are you templating yourself through the liberals? Through unsaved pastors and congregations? And say, you'll see. Yeah, I am seeing now. Okay? And that's why that church is filled with a bunch of sin. It's filled with fornicators, drunkards. Divorce is just rampant in that church. No sin is being preached against. But you know what? Oh, you shouldn't say his name. He's one of like the fundamental popes. He's a noble and he's a ruler, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's perfect for this.
Amen.
And we need to say it. Yeah. Look, and by the way, we've had people from this church come visit here. Amen?
Amen.
And hopefully the next generation will continue to come. Okay? Aren't you afraid? Afraid of what? What is this, like the mafia? These are churches. Okay? And no man should ever be above that to think that they're just like some, they're going to put a hit out on us for saying the name. No, it's the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there's a lot of English-speaking churches that are in the wrong, but in this area there's a lot of Spanish churches. And just because they speak Spanish doesn't make them not a church. Still a church.
Yep.
And they're still held accountable to the standards of the Bible.
Amen.
Okay?